It's most important for humans to understand. Language has a very intense way about it. And if you say to a person, go to hell, you're thinking of literally a burning place. Well, yes, there is that kind of place in the Old Testament and even into the time of Jesus, which is where they found this word. But actually, what it really was, there was a word in Arabic that referred to it as hell, but it was the garbage pits of Jerusalem, where all the garbage went out. And as you know, compost garbage can indeed, like a landfill, catch on fire. And so when you wanted to insult a person then, or insinuate they had no value, and this is where it's most important to remember, if you wanted to say to a person you have no value, you told them to go out to Helik, or the garbage pit. That's where you felt they belonged. This is where the terms began to come together. You ask if when you leave the planet, when you pass away or leave here, there is no hell there. There is an understanding that you will have to work on what you have not completed here, or you will find yourself looking at the past and saying, I wished I had done better, and there will be things that you will judge and look at. But an actual hell, where there is fire in heaven or in the other space of time and reality, no, there is not. I don't believe they have a garbage pit over there, John, because they don't worry about those kind of things. But if you really are insulting and wanting to be that way, remember that's what you're consigning people to, a place where scavengers lived, and it was very nasty, very horrible. People with diseases often were sent there. Poor people went there because they scavenged what they could find to survive on. And I do not see humans this way any longer. Yes, they do live and pick through things. And it is sad that the human race still has that terminology of referring to a person to go to this place for God or the Great Spirit or any name you wish to call that energy is love and does not see anyone as lacking in value. So keep this in mind when you refer to this to someone. You're just saying they don't have value in your eyes. But remember, everyone has value according to the Spirit, and they are loved by the Spirit. We cannot always change the things that are around us, but we can change our understanding and see love in all things. Even when it is very difficult to look for it, look for love. This is one of the most important lessons humans have to learn, is to love and to honor and respect the soul of another person. So, child, and all that hear, do not consign people to this view in your mind, but instead say, I send you to love. I send you to God. I send you to growth. I feel that you need repair, but do not send them to the garbage. This we say with blessings.